Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Iowa say a 17-year-old student hurt his classmates and a school administrator in today's shooting in Perry, Iowa. Mitch Mordfetz with the state's Division of Criminal Investigation.
There are six victims, one of them who is deceased. That individual was a sixth grade student at Perry Middle School.
He says the shooter killed himself. The U.S. has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on an Iranian commander in Iraq. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The attack actually occurred in the environs of Baghdad, the capital, which makes it even more significant. Apparently, he was traveling in an automobile when he was struck by a missile.
And CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking storms headed northeast.
During the storm, you will be seeing snow, sleet, and also rain, depending where you are. The closer to the coast, the more likely it is that you're going to be seeing rain. The further inland, well, that's the jackpot zone for snow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood nurses in Wisconsin want to join a union. The Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals says nurses at clinics in Madison and Milwaukee have agreed to join their union. Planned Parenthood says it supports its workers' right to organize. Nurses will vote next week. Planned Parenthood sites in Iowa, Minnesota, and three other states are already unionized. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-17 state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Criminal charges have been filed against a 41-year-old Burlington woman for allegedly having a sexual relationship with a child under the age of 13. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says in a statement that Carrie Hughes sent inappropriate messages and had sexual contact with the child. They say there's also information suggesting the possibility of additional victims. Investigators are urging anyone with more information to come forward. You may want to give that credit card reader a good tug next time you swipe. The Germantown Police Department found a credit card skimming device at a Sednick's grocery store self-checkout terminal on December 30th. The device had been in place for nearly 2 days at Sednick's on Mequon Road near Pilgrim Road, where two unidentified men collaborated in placing the device. Authorities advised customers who shopped at the store to monitor their bank account. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the mid-30s. Then snow developing for late tomorrow night, carrying over into Saturday, high in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, high upper 30s. Right now, it's 31.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday happy hour. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Yeah, baby, we made it this far. We can make it tomorrow.
Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, a Navy man, retired admiral, rear admiral. I guess that means one star. I'd have given him a big promotion, three star. I was going to make him a three-star admiral, but rear admiral Michael Smith, thank you. The topic, January 6th, and if you missed them, you can always go to the civicmedia.us or go right to the source, darnwy.com, Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. Dom, we've got a few topics for this hour, and I definitely want to talk about the troll that is former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the breaking news, I found this first at the Washington Post, report Trump businesses received $7.8 million in foreign payments during his presidency.
Isn't that what they're accusing Joe Biden of doing?
And the vast majority of this money, Tom, came from
China. Come on, man. So, again, these Republicans, these megas with their projection, it's almost like they're trying to accuse other people of doing what they're doing.
And if one of you guys reminds me, I've still got some sound of Congressman Mark Pocan, who I was part of a press gaggle, well, more of a press sit down. We didn't have to gaggle today. We sat down. It was a nice experience for everyone involved. But Mark talked about Gaza in Israel and the Palestinians. And I'd like you, our fair audience, to hear more of that. But if I forget, you can always go to the Devil's Advocates radio show because I posted a lot of the sound I collected, the video from that sound earlier today. But back to Trump and the grandiose sums he's been raking in from foreign governments while he was the president of the United States. But Hunter Biden, just contrast that. During Donald Trump's presidency, his business received at least $7.8 million in payments from foreign governors, governments, and officials of 20 countries, including China, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, according to a report released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The report argues that payments violated the Constitution's Foreign Emoluments Clause
a provision that bars federal officials, including the president, from accepting money or gifts from foreign governments without permission from Congress. That clause was central to a protracted legal debate when Democrats controlled the House and sought access to Trump's financial records. The issue eventually landed at the Supreme Court, but there was no definitive ruling on whether Trump illegally profited from his presidency. Instead, the justices in 2021 said the cases were moot because Trump no longer held office.
And now he's trying to hold office once again. Will it be moot then, justices?
They might have to revisit, Tom. But here we are. 3 years later, Trump could win a second term as president. He's the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination and poised for a potential rematch against President Biden. And many recent polls show Biden trailing Trump in support nationally in key battleground states. That makes me a little nervous, but back to, you know, the corruptness of the former Dom. When Republicans took control of the House in 2023, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer ended the congressional investigation into Trump's alleged violations of the Emoluments Clause. He also declined to enforce a court-ordered agreement that Mazars USA, Trump's former accounting firm, produce evidence related to Trump's financial dealings. And before Comer's chairmanship, Mazars had started document production and turned over a subset of documents to Oversight Committee Democrats led by ranking Democrat Jamie Raskin. That tranche of documents showed payments by foreign governments to three Trump properties in New York, Washington, and Las Vegas. Committee investigators also identified from public records significant spending at a fourth Trump property, Trump Tower, Fifth Avenue in New York City, Dom.
Crudy, a quote from the 155-page report released on Thursday. These payments were made while these governments were promoting specific foreign policy goals with the Trump administration and even at times with President Trump himself.
What? Can you repeat that for...
I would be happy
for
to.
Those I'll that, you know, yeah. Listen slowly or didn't quite hear it all.
These payments were made while these governments were promoting specific foreign policy goals with the Trump administration and even at times with President Trump himself, and as they were requesting specific actions from the United States to advance their own national policy objectives, again, according to the 155-page report. Comer said in a statement Thursday that it was beyond parody that Democrats continue their obsession with former President Trump and that Trump has, quote, legitimate businesses. According to information available to committee investigators, China made the largest total payments, $5.5 million, to Trump's private businesses. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, the ICBC, one of China's biggest state-owned bank, was among Trump Tower's largest office tenants during the Trump presidency. The report notes that during Trump's first year in the White House, several Chinese banks, including the ICBC, came under scrutiny for financial ties to North Korea, causing the administration to weigh sanctions against them. You know, isn't that Trump's buddy?
Do you think they sanctioned the bank that was paying rent at the Trump Tower, Dom? Do you think the Trump administration sanctioned the ICBC?
I doubt it. Despite calls from members of his own party to implement maximum pressure against these banks to halt the North Korean nuclear program, quote, then President Trump and his administration did not take any formal action against Trump Tower tenant ICBC, the report concludes.
The Rocket Man, he's a buddy of mine. He needs money from somewhere. And it could be one of my tenants that gives him the money.
Isn't that convenient? Documents produced to the committee also suggest that despite Trump's pledge to abstain from any new business deals with foreign entities while in office, the Trump Organization and Trump International Hotel in D.C. may have, quote, continued to solicit business in China after Mr. Trump entered office. In June of 2017.
Wasn't his daughter / sweetheart, Ivanka, wasn't she getting hundreds of Chinese patents after she worked for Trump in the Trump administration?
That is my understanding as well, Michael. In June of 2017, Patricia Tang, the director of sales and marketing at Trump International Hotel in D.C., billed the hotel $1,950 as a reimbursable business expense for a hotel in China, quote-unquote, investigators wrote. Tang appeared to return later that year, according to additional expense reports obtained by the committee regarding a reimbursement for business cards printed by Redacted for Patricia while on China trip in November 2017, the same month Trump made an official visit to the country. Whoa, wait. So his marketing person at the Trump International Hotel was also over there at the same time? Saudi Arabia made the second largest sum of payments to Trump businesses while he was in office, with investigators identifying at least $615,000 spent at two Trump properties. Qatar spent about $465,000 at a Trump property, and Kuwait spent about $303,000, according to the report.
$615,422 spent by the Saudi Arabians at two Trump properties. But the real payoff came to Jared, the $2 billion and the investment fund that he's completely incompetent to manage. Never had any experience in managing any sort of fund before.
Oh,
what
no.
What would his management fees on $2 billion be? Let's say it's 5% per year. What's get?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it starts to add up to some real chump change, Tom.
Some real money. Let's see a little bit more here from the Washington Post report, which argues that no president besides Trump has ever come so close to brazenly ignoring the Foreign Emoluments Clause, recommends that Congress consider adopting measures to prevent such violations in the future. Well, hell, if Trump gets elected again, you know he'll do it again. Among the actions the report urges Congress to consider are a requirement that senior executive officials disclose to Congress the receipt of any foreign emoluments, and an explicit procedure for presidents and senior officials to seek the requisite congressional authorization for the receipt and retention of emoluments. The report also recommends that Congress implement a process for disclosing payments by foreign officials and lobbyists acting on behalf of foreign governments and to entities in which a sitting president has a financial interest. Oh, they didn't have to tell no rules. Oh, I'm just going to do it. While Comer stymied the congressional probe into Trump, he has aggressively pursued an investigation into what he alleges was Biden's involvement with his son's foreign business dealings. Republicans so far have not released any direct evidence that Biden benefited from his son's financial involvement in Ukraine or elsewhere, but the investigation has become the basis of an impeachment inquiry against Biden, which GOP lawmakers formally authorized last month. But don't worry about that. Trump got $8 million, but look at Hunter Biden.
844-967-2789. Mark, you've been a patient man. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And it's interesting that the Rear Admiral confirmed what I've been saying all along, is that the fake electors thing was part of the whole coup plot.
Of course. Yes, sir. You're both right.
And Mark. I would maintain that it was never nonviolent. The insurrection on January 6th was never nonviolent, because once they had to cross the perimeter and gone through the barricades and broken through windows, broken through doors, it was never nonviolent. That's an act of violence in itself, you know, breaking through there like that, breaking an entry into the building. That it was never nonviolent. I mean, the violence started when Trump was plotting this back in the summer of 2020.
We'll be wild.
Even before that, Mark, he knew the writing on the wall. That's why he was trying to deny the whole COVID thing, because he knew it was going to be politically bad for him. He handled it terribly. And what did he say? Even back then, all we do is send out, ballot applications where Republicans are never going to win again. Well, again, he laid that seed corn down real early.
Dominic, hydroxychloroquine, which the former president recommended as a perhaps treatment for COVID. New report came out today. Worldwide, hydroxychloroquine, 17 million unnecessary deaths. I think your boy Rojo also down for the hydroxychloroquine. More Devil's Advocates. Hope you're down for more. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance?
Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us? Hello, Dave.
Dave sounds like he's snacking.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, come on, Dave. Join the party, man.
It wouldn't blank on me. Hey, sorry. How you doing? Karen, Kudin, Governor Dom. Can you hear me? Dang.
Yeah, keep talking, man. So, what do you got for us?
Oh, okay. So, hey, I missed the first part of the show. Did you guys report on this latest thing with Juan Epstein and all the guy that?
No, we haven't talked about the Epstein, the names that have been released yet. We actually been talking about my congressman and some other news of the day in the January 6th, but we missed the Epstein. What about the Epstein dynamo, Dave, has caught your attention? It can't be either Trump or Clinton's association with the man. We both knew. Everybody knew. Both these men were in with Epstein.
Well, I'm wondering if perhaps what really happened, you know, because to Maxwell, you know, she's the daughter of that British billionaire who died. But whether there's some sort of international thing where Epstein had photographed or filmed Trump and maybe Clinton as well in these sex, compromising sex things. And then he sold that.
Planned honeypot, Dave. Putin.
Yeah, there you go. And it sold that to Putin's government or whatever. And then that's when Putin had Trump by the, you know, short hairs. And that's why Trump, you know, has behaved the way he has around Putin. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think quite frankly, they're probably independent incidents of Trump's malfeasant behavior, be it towards young women, perhaps with his buddy Epstein. Or whether it was his behavior at the Four Seasons in Moscow, allegedly, where he met up with some Russian escorts that, you know, wrecked the mattress that apparently the Obama couple had slept on once upon a time, Dom. You know, but can't they both be true?
Perhaps. Thanks for the call, Dave. Take it easy, man. 844-967-2789. Let's see. Next up, we have Mike from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. So here's my thought on Trump, you know, with all of his Hunter Biden and China and stuff. He's trying to normalize all of his, you know, all of his things with Biden. He's trying to normalize it because then if he normalizes it, then his base doesn't care. They're like, oh well, it's normal now. So
everybody gets impeached. Everybody does corrupt business with foreign governments.
Yeah, so let's look at Biden, and now I'm doing it. Well, Biden did it. I can do it. And yeah, so it's normalizing it for everybody. And
everybody takes home classified documents.
Yep. Right, and then lies about what they have and delays then giving them back. And in fact, you know, signs legal documents attesting that they got them all back, the government did, but when in fact they really didn't. Mike, you know, I get your point, but I would suggest that perhaps some of those folks – the megas, the hardcore megas, don't give a damn one way or the other. You know, I mean, they dial in Trump because he supports their whatever agenda, their white nationalist Christian agenda, whatever it may be. And they're down for the authoritarianism because they think that's going to benefit them. As long as my guy and who believes what I believe and they're the authoritarian, well, then it's all good. But of course, I think that's very short sighted, Mike, because sooner or later that comes back on you. Just look at all the people who were erased from Stalin's photographs back in the day.
Absolutely. And the one thing we can't deny is that Trump is a good marketer and a good businessman, and he knows how to play the system and play to a base. And it's going to come back and bite him in the ass someday, and I hopefully it does sooner than later.
Amen, brother. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the lines. Wisco Paul, happy Friday Eve, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Great show again today. Yeah. Hey, well, first of all, Trump, he's a walking, talking disaster, and it's hard for me to think a law he hasn't broke. I mean, I really have to sit down and think about how – I just can't. It's just amazing. But he knew all about J6. He knew what was coming down. I mean, he could have called up the guards. He could have called in reinforcements. He did none of that, so he's involved. But what really scares me as far as this state goes, we elected Ron Johnson, and he was up to his eyeballs in J6 also. So that's the only thing I get a little nervous about Trump running again, because there's an outside chance this clown could win re-election. And that's, man, we just can't have that. And like Crudy told me one day, hey, Canada's not going to let me come in there probably. So I don't have anywhere else to go but here. But, hey, you know, so, and yeah, the Trumpsters are in denial about the whole thing. Never going to change their mind. Hey, just one last thought. Really, when you think about it, the Republicans only have one thing left to run on, and that's the border. So if somehow the Democrats can get together and figure out a way to clear that, they have zero. I can't think of anything they have to run on. So then, and if that's the case, Trump would get beat really bad. And it, and you know, if you, I don't even know how the guy can get the nomination. It just, it's, the whole thing is mind boggling. Hey, I love you guys. I love your show. Later.
Thank you, Wisco.
Thank you, Paul.
I gotta correct a vast misstatement I made. I said 17 million hydrochloric when that's 17,000. That is a hugely different number. Oh, I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Worldwide.
17,000 worldwide hydroxychloroquine deaths.
Yes.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you to the callers for correcting the record, because Crudy saw a few extra digits there. It must be getting a little blurry-eyed.
Yeah, get those readers on, Crudy. 844-967-2789. You wore them before, man. Put them on. They help. I wear glasses all the time. I am not proud. Dick, proud of you, man. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, your guest, the Admiral, was kind of chilling to me. I heard somebody today, and I don't even know who it was, that said, a good sense of humor is essential to deal with the world's realities right now.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going, is I have to watch. Now I'm watching that there's some more Stone tapes coming out, Roger Stone. And then you've got Lindsey Graham with Netanyahu. I mean, I'm terrified. What in the hell is he doing? I mean, he's kind of went underground for the longest time. And now we got, I thought that's the president and the administration's job.
The foreign policy and all that. Well, I mean, it's not certainly, yeah, congressmen and senators, they've you know,
but
done
Lindsey
trips
Graham?
In the past.
Oh, my Lord, this is scary stuff.
Yeah, come on, he's a veteran of the Senate, the upper chamber, Dick. He's a, you know, he's been around, man.
Isn't so, he a Navy yeah, man as well? Isn't he a JAG?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm a little terrified. Your guest was chilling and very, oh, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Yeah, was chilling. He really was.
Yes.
Because he is telling it like it is, and people aren't listening.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. We're listening. You're listening. You know, he reiterated many of the things that we've talked about in the past. It was just nice to hear it reinforced, and we'll keep talking about it as we move forward.
Got one texter, Kurt from Madison. All due respect to the Rear Admiral Smith, but I think he's being disingenuous at the idea that people are too busy to understand this is a cultish mindset, plain and simple.
And, well, but we're talking about folks that aren't in the cult and aren't really like into election season yet, because they got kids and parents and jobs and whatnot and don't live it like we do, like you do. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
I don't want to join a cult.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin pay about 10% of their income in state and local taxes. That's one of the lowest rates ever. The Wisconsin Policy Forum notes state taxes have been dropping over the last 50 years and have never exceeded 11% of personal income since it started keeping track in 1970. Doctors are asking their colleagues to talk to their patients about voting. Omar Atik is president of the American College of Physicians.
We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Studies link states with easy ballot access to better health outcomes, but a survey done in 2022 ranks Wisconsin 47th in ease of voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The next card to flip for a Kenosha casino is for the county board. Last night, the Kenosha City Council approved what's called an intergovernmental agreement that outlines the terms of the deal with the Menominee Tribe. It passed on an 11-6 vote. Payouts to local governments will be tied to performance, with minimums in place to have guarantees. It's estimated the Hard Rock Casino could pull in more than $300 million annually. The county board plays their hand at a meeting January 16th. A winter storm could be possible next week, with the National Weather Service forecasting a chance of heavy snow and gusty winds. At this point, it could happen Monday into Tuesday night. Weather experts caution that it's too early to predict snowfall amounts. There is a possibility of intermittent snow showers from Saturday through Sunday morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the mid-30s. Then snow developing for late tomorrow night, carrying over into Saturday, high in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, high upper 30s. Right now, it's 31.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Charged, never so convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
So hot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, a happier, happy hour rolling through it. Tomorrow on the big show, we got former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney joining us. Again, the topic will be the January 6th. And on the text line, Steve from Milwaukee says, here's the list that Wisco Paul was talking about. I hope they hit him with everything. He deserves every bit of it. RICO charges, defrauding the United States, threatening his vice president, obstructing Congress, fake elector scheme to undermine our democracy, undermine our institutions, wire fraud, election fraud, real estate fraud, tax fraud, campaign finance violations, emoluments, defamation, sedition, abuse of power, corruption, cronyism, nepotism, rape, foreign influence, espionage, obstructing justice, witness tampering. Geez, there's a lot. I probably missed a few. That's a pretty comprehensive text, Steve. I appreciate you thumbing all that out.
The shorter list, I think, to Paulie's point, would be the laws he didn't break, like jaywalking.
Sort of along those lines, the January 6th, just a moment longer, Dom. Why the Cancun reference? Judge Chutkan rejects a convicted January 6th attacker's bid to travel to Cancun.
Aww.
According to court records, I'm not going to read much of this, Dom, but I think it merits a mention. Judge Tanya Chutkan on Thursday, that's today, Dom, rejected a January 6th defendant's motion for permission to travel to Cancun. Court records show Chutkan, who is also overseeing the federal election subversion case in which former President Donald Trump faces charges, ruled in a brief court docket memo from Anthony Vu, and he couldn't go to Cancun, Dom. In November, Raw Story reported that Vu was found guilty and decided to visit Mar-a-Lago before facing potential jail time. In a memo flagged by Politico senior legal affairs reporter Kyle Cheney, Chutkan has now rejected Vu's bid for travel. Here is what she said.
Following he should have bought the flight insurance.
Following a week-long jury trial, Mr. Vu was convicted on all counts and is scheduled to be sentenced on February 20th, 2024. During his trial, Mr. Vu failed to comply with the conditions of his release. On several occasions, visiting the so-called Freedom Corner outside the D.C. jail. The judge continued, moreover, the court previously granted Mr. Vu's request to travel on an international cruise prior to his trial. The guy already took a vacation this quarter. The memo states, noting that Vu's new motion was filed just 5 days before his proposed departure. As such, the court does not believe that Mr. Vu's request is appropriate. So better you ask, you know, Crudy for time off than Judge Chutkan. She ain't going to let you go to Cancun, Dom.
Also, this is breaking as well, found it at the Raw Story. Massachusetts voters Thursday joined the fight to bump Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballots under the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban. The group Free Speech for People, which pursued similar action in Minnesota and Michigan, announced in a press release that they've filed a new challenge with the Massachusetts Ballot Law Commission. Among the challengers are Republican and independents and former Boston Mayor Kim Janey. The group says, quote, Donald Trump violated his oath of office and incited a violent insurrection that attacked the U.S. Capitol, threatened the assassination of the vice president and congressional leaders, and disrupted the peaceful transfer of power for the first time in our nation's history, said Ron Fine, the legal director at Free Speech for People. Trump is legally barred from the ballot, and election officials must follow this constitutional mandate. Massachusetts law empowers the state governor's appointed ballot law commission to render decisions on constitutional qualifications of political nominees in presidential primaries, the group argues. Last month, the Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Galvin, a Democrat, told the Boston Globe he would include Trump's name on the primary presidential primary ballot because state Republicans submitted his name. There's a lot of good reasons not to like Trump, Galvin told the Globe, but this isn't about Trump's personality. Their challenge comes as Trump battles, obviously, two similar ballot blocking rulings in Maine and Colorado. So another state going after it.
Also, it's in reporting today, Illinois seeking to block Trump from the ballot. So Illinois is thrown in there with the rest. Shout out WCPT 820 AM Chicago. Dom, we got a few callers, and I'd like to get to them. A couple of our conservative friends piling up in the queue. Before we move on topically, 844-967-2789. Which one? How about Nick from Madison? Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, can you hear me now?
We can. Yes, welcome, sir.
Okay. Yes, sorry. My call dropped, so sorry about that. But no, I am here and alive, so thank you. And I guess what you're talking about right now, what I would say is as much as I hate Trump, I don't think he should be dropped from the ballot, because that's for the voters to decide. Congress abdicated its responsibility.
Well, I mean, I would say this, Nick, if someone who was 30 years old ran for the presidency, even if you wanted them, they wouldn't qualify, right?
These nuts qualify? 16-year-old kid from Iowa?
It's right there in black and white in the Constitution. You have to be 35.
Okay. Also, okay, then we agree on that then, right? So someone who's 30 years old, even if everybody wanted them, not qualified, right? Can't be on the ballot. Nick, do you believe Donald Trump engaged in insurrection against this country?
Yes, I do. I believe it, but unfortunately, he hasn't been convicted by any court, and Congress abrogated his responsibility and did not make him legally unfit for president.
Nick, you know, we've heard this before, but obviously the framers of the Constitution were smart individuals, and what they did not do is put on their conviction requirement, engaged in insurrection. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think that is leaves it up there like that?
Well, the framers didn't put engaged in insurrection. That's the 14th Amendment.
Okay, fair enough. Why do you think after the Civil War, they amended the Constitution to put that in there?
The reason
did not specify, I want to be clear, and did not specify conviction. I mean, people have been convicted for crimes. That was a term. It's a legal understanding, even going back hundreds of years. It could have put on there if convicted of insurrection. They did not.
Why didn't they do that? Honestly, I don't know. It should have been. But here's the thing. I always say careful what you wish for, because I know you both are lefties. You know I'm a righty, and this can be used against any person on the left.
Well, okay, but would they have to engage in insurrection in order to be used against someone on the left, Nick? I mean, that's the point. And I would say this: if Joe Biden, you know, lost the election and pulled the same stuff Trump did, I would want Joe Biden hauled off in handcuffs too. This is not about right or left. It's about constitutional mandating that people not engage in that behavior and then be allowed back on the ballot, man. It's not a political thing for me, at least.
Well, Nick, appreciate your call. And I actually have shared a similar advocacy to you, buddy, that Trump shouldn't be removed from the ballot for 14th Amendment transgressions. But I would point out others that have been removed from prior ballots were not convicted in a court of law, but they were withheld for being insurrectionists per the 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. So the precedent is there to do it without prior conviction. And why the, as Dom might say, the post-Civil War framers might have put it that way in the 14th Amendment, is because effectively not every single person that participated in the Civil War was charged with insurrection. Not every single one, not even those that were in a governmental position and might have taken the side of the South. But they were still forbidden by the Constitution, by this amendment, from being part or serving as a future officer of the United States. Anyways, 844-967-2789. CJ, what about all that money from China that Trump took?
Wow, man.
CJ, I can't hear you cackle.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you guys actually care. That so, is it wrong to take money from China?
Well, it'd be wrong for the president of the United States while in office to take money from China.
You certainly turned your blind eye, and you have, to evidence that grandchildren have gotten money from Biden, and he's not forthcoming. I'd like to know the answers to all these questions. But
so
I'm
you're suggesting that someone else in the Biden family, perhaps his brother, maybe his son, funneled money to their children or grandchildren, which also happen to be related to President Joe Biden. But what no one, including Comer or you, CJ, has ever demonstrated any direct financial benefit that Joe Biden has ever garnered from any foreign country. And we have direct evidence that your guy, Donald Trump, took $5.5 million from China while in the presidency. Answer for that, CJ.
Well, he was selling something. But Biden is not
selling. Yeah, man, so's a drug dealer. They sell stuff, too. He's probably selling foreign secrets. He's selling quid pro quos, buddy.
I want accountability. I want to know the facts. I want to know what they see.
Then why do you let Comer shut down the investigation? Not that you have any control over Comer, but the same man that would level these accusations against Joe Biden and his grandkids and his kid and his brother is the same guy that shut down the emolument clause investigations into your guy. So you say, well, show me the evidence. But your guy literally shut down the investigation, CJ.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who's yelling at who?
I'm yelling at you because you won't give me a straight answer.
These big charges that are against Trump, which I want figured out, but you know what? You remember when you called Bill Barr? What would you call Bill Barr? And who is Merrick Garland's boss? Who is special counsel Jack Smith's boss? Who is David Weiss' boss? Who is their boss? And you guys claim to care about democracy. And let me finish. You claim
are you saying because the DOJ
democracy.
Is part of the executive branch, dude? What are you telling us? What are you implying? Because Bill Barr worked for Trump.
Bill Barr, you're worried that Donald Trump is going to attack his political foes. Well, what is Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, and David Weiss? Who's his boss?
David Weiss is a Republican dude.
Joe Biden. So these charges are political.
Oh, you lost me. Bye. I mean, come on, man. You can't just make up whole cloth here. David Weiss is the special counselor that was appointed under Trump. You can't blame that on the Biden, CJ. You know what I mean, man? Get your facts straight. You're wasting my time here on the radio.
And our time is very, very valuable.
To us, especially.
967-2789. Trucker Dean from Augusta. Be safe out there, brother. What do you got for us? Hello, Dean. You're on the air. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, I was wondering, all these times... Okay, all these states are trying to get Trump off the ballot, and all the conservatives are calling in and saying, well, we should let the voters decide. 3 years ago, the voters decided by 7 million votes.
Well,
how
we
many
should,
more times
we
do
should
we
let the,
do that?
We should let the state legislators decide on whether or not they're going to adopt the fraudulent Trump electors as plotted by Kenneth Cheesebro, Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump.
You know, the voters already decided once, and Trump doesn't want to believe them.
Yeah, but we don't like their decision, so we're gonna come up with a false electors plot. Come on, man! You know, you don't like it by any means necessary. And you know the other part that's really troubling, Trucker Dean, and thanks for listening, man, is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is more than willing to go along if we control the levers of power. If we have a way of overturning the will of the electorate, we'll do it. And then we'll hop a jet to Cancun if they'll let us.
Well, and it's not just Senator Johnson. It's also many Republican congressmen, hundreds of Republican congressmen that are down for what? Taking your vote away. If you did not vote for Trump, they want to martyr your vote. Hell, they're fine with martyring their own mail-in ballot votes if they have to get
their
guy.
Well, that's Jim Troupas.
Yes.
Who's that Jim Troupas guy?
Troupas.
I guess we'll never know. I heard she's moved on. The non-Troupas knower. Anyways, more Devil's Advocates on the other side. Perhaps the sound of Mark Polkan very earnestly talking about Palestine, Israel, and Gaza. More Devils.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Got a couple of texts regarding my interactions with CJ. One said, CJ is like when you realize you wasted your time on an internet search. Chris, so frustrating. Chris from Rice Lake has a different take, though. Dude, chill out. CJ wins when you lose your mind.
And let me tell you. I thought you were fine, man. I thought you were good.
You have no idea what Crudy's like when he loses his freaking mind. I'm telling you. There's
that
a
was
whole,
calm, cool, and collective, baby.
That is a whole nother level of crazy.
Your face isn't even red, dude. I've seen you lose your crap.
I wasn't throbbing. I wasn't vein popping. I was just strongly pointing out the hypocrisy of CJ. Steven, see you there. And other callers, be patient for just a minute. 844-967-2789. Still time for you today. But I want to sneak this in. Mark Pocan, my congressman, saw him earlier today at his district office. And the topic, one of the topics, Israel, Palestine, Gaza. And Mark Pocan has been... Man, he's been walking a fine line on this topic, trying to satisfy and not step in it, because it's easy to cross lines on this topic. But here's Mark Pocan earlier today. And first and foremost, my congressman's been trying to travel to the Gaza for a decade. Here's the story of that. Cut five.
Just talk briefly Israel-Gaza in particular, because interestingly, I think the last time we got together was early September, and I don't think at that point yet I had heard, I think it was a little later in September, I've been trying to get into Gaza for years. The last two times I was there, we tried to, the second to last time, they told us the night before, but they didn't put it in writing, and I'm one of those chihuahuas that goes on the ankle and kind of hangs on. And so we still showed up in the bus to go across and said we want it writing. So we had to wait an hour. During that time, I watched bulldozers go through to knock out the crops in Gaza. Like, a lot of this has been going on for a very, very long time. But that's why I wanted to go. No member of Congress has been there in at least a decade. Keith Ellison was the last member to go to Gaza. In September, I actually finally got permission from Israel to go. And they asked what window of 3 months we could go. And we said, how about between Halloween and the end of January? October 7th happened in the middle of all of that. And because of it, obviously, I have not gone.
Congressman Mark Pocan describing the humanitarian crisis happening in the Gaza in real time. Cut six, please.
I've been concerned specifically about Gaza for a very, very long time. It was clearly a boiling pot waiting. That was not wrong. We saw that. Boiling pot spill over on October 7th, a horrific attack by Hamas against the Israeli people. Since then, we have seen the response from Israel, 22,000 people dead in Gaza, 70% of them are women and children. These are not strategic tactical attacks. that would go after Hamas, because that's who the war is with. It's not with the Palestinian people who live in Gaza, the 2.3 million people. So I have been very vocal about, you know, I think that it has been really collective punishment of the Palestinian people in Gaza. They're trying to punish them for being there, for having Hamas as their elected leadership, even though they haven't been allowed to have another election, even though they're not allowed to leave Gaza. In case you can't tell,
844-967-2789. Still time for your final thoughts today. But here's the final thought from Mark Polkan, my congressman. Met with him earlier today. Cut seven, please.
Yeah, this is a real mess. And I think that a lot of this could have been avoided for years and years and years and probably decades. But this is the point we're at. I strongly feel that they need to have a ceasefire and stop bombing. That we need to be able to get more humanitarian assistance in. I just read 90% of the people in Gaza have gone for at least one day without food on a regular basis. So this is the situation that's there. And I really have strong humanitarian concerns.
Mark Polkan, my congressman, he is a thoughtful, intelligent human being, and he has had a nuanced approach trying to sort of straddle the needs between the Israeli people, who were certainly attacked, and also trying to balance that with the humanitarian needs of the Palestinian people. Whether or not Hamas might be the elected leadership of Gaza, there's a lot of civilians, primarily women and children, that are dying there. So Mark seemed quite heartfelt when I spoke with him earlier today, and this was of his own volition. This was a topic he brought to the attention of the assembled press. He wanted to express his heart on this topic. So wanted to give him an opportunity. Didn't want to forget that today. Don't want to forget you either. Be a part. 844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
I got a couple things for you today, and thanks for taking my call. The first thing is, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I heard it the other day on the radio. Did you know that they're coming out with a January 6th board game?
I had heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Insurrection in a box.
Yeah, insurrection in a box. Wow. Why people, the right, you know, wing people are doing numbness things like making fun of an insurrection that, you know, killed people and, you know, put people in danger. We have real problems in this country, and it's not people coming across the border. It's the fact that we're not even a week into the new year, and we have already a school shooting going on. The Republicans really need to get a grip on themselves and really focus on what's important, because if not, the country is braced for some not good things, I think, in the coming future.
Stephen, real quick, you alluded to the school shooting. I believe it was Perry, Iowa today. There was a school shooting, and obviously the Iowa caucuses are set to occur on January 15th. Right now, Trump's got a clear lead, although Nikki Haley apparently nationally has slipped into second place. Ron DeSantis making his last stand. But do you think, due to the timing of this mass shooting in Iowa and the fact that the Iowa caucuses are, what, like 9-10 days away, do you think this becomes an issue in Iowa, sir?
Well, if it does, it's the Republicans going, so maybe they'll get the taste of their own medicine.
Appreciate it, Stephen. Thanks for listening today. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We always appreciate when everyone joins us. Friday coming tomorrow. That's going to be a hell of a party, Dan. We'll air some grievances. We'll have fine guest and Dave Mahoney, former Dane County Sheriff, friend of ours. I'd like to think to this day, although, you know, the get out of jail free card's probably not working anymore with Dave.
No,
want to thank our fine guests today. They included Rear Admiral retired Michael Smith. Very nice to meet him. And of course, very nice to see my Congressman Mark Polkan. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Got some fine shows coming next. Maggie Dawn, Black Conversions in Madison, Raised in the Wisco, Everywhere Else. And then The Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Keep it locked right here. Have fun all night long. And wait for us tomorrow. We'll be right here. Same bad time.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their incomparable Copenhagen Kringle. This delicious Kringle has a wonderfully smooth almond and custard filling, which is made even better with O&H's creamy icing, sprinkled with toasted almond slivers. You definitely don't want to miss it. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.